First time certain, item 8:59.
Accept the quarterly Technology Oversight Committee report from the Chief Administrative Officer.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners and absent Mayor. I'm Jen Clodius, Senior Management
Analyst. Can you move a little closer to the microphone there, Jen?
Okay. I'm Jen Clodius, Senior Management Analyst with the Office of Management and Finance, and I'm also the staff person for the Technology Oversight Committee. With me today are Jeff Fair, Director of the Bureau of Technology Services, and Diana Garcia, Commissioner Fritz's representative on the TOC. As you know, the TOC is made up of five community members, each appointed by one of you. The others are Wilf Winfield, Mayor Hale's representative. I'm sorry, Wilf Pinfold, Mayor Hale's representative. Ken Neubauer for Commissioner Fish, Joshua Mitchell for Commissioner Novick, and Mike Lynch for Commissioner Saltzman. We're here to present the Technology Oversight Committee's quarterly report for April through June 2016. We'll project the dashboards for each project. Diana will describe what has occurred over those 3 months, and Jeff will provide the update on what's been going on since this report, the time this report covers. So we will switch.
So we have only one project to speak about today. It's the Information Technology Advancement Project. The Bureau is the Bureau of Development Services. So this project develops a paperless permit and case management process to allow and allows complete online access to permitting and case review services. Project deliverables include digitalization and online access of historical permits and property information, implementation of an updated permit and case review information management system, online case and permit application review services, mobile online access for field staff, and an implementation of an automated queuing system. So the status, the TOC continues to have concerns about project duration, budget, scope, and overall performance. This has been a fairly consistent for this project. The major accomplishments this quarter is Project Docs was expected to go live in mid-June, early July. User and admin training is underway, which was good to see that happen. And then upcoming milestones in the next quarter is the project expects to work with Infor to assess work previously done, and project will reexamine the scope of the work that needs to be completed still. So the concerns and risks, TOC requests to find a way to break the project into smaller modules, so can we deliver more measurable chunks in a kind of spaced out time frame. Request a timeline and milestones for the next 3 months of work. So, and then what functionality the customer portal from a municipality who is already implemented this technology. We wanted to see a demo of that so we could see how other cities are using similar technologies.
Thank you, Diana. Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Technology Services. And just a quick update on some of the other activity that's been going on since our TOC report has been submitted. We are in the process of bringing in a third-party consultant to do a project assessment, really looking at the governance model. Are there ways that we can position the city to make sure that we have a very successful go-forward strategy from this point forward, and also taking into account the concerns that you've seen through the TOC about can we present this in a more of a modularized approach and implementation, and to see if we can do that in a much more structured fashion so that we can get some wins along the way in terms of getting to a point when we actually do the full implementation of the complete project. I think another few things that are very instrumental in understanding that the project docs is being pushed by some very large projects. I think that's another example of how to break off a component piece of this so that we actually have something that we could look as a win in terms of having something in place and actually functioning. So with that, I know that BDS Director Scarlett and I have been actively engaged along with Commissioner Saltzman and his staff to really look at how can we reformulate this at this point in time since Sierra Cedar is no longer part of the project team, but understanding what work has been done to date and how do we use that to go forward.
Thank you very much. Questions?
Maybe
think. So what kind of a deal did we get? Did you reach with Sierra in terms of switching over, and what is the plan for moving forward?
Well, the Sierra contract expired in June, and we both sides basically decided not to continue forward, and we did settle with Sierra a modest amount to compensate them for maybe some extra travel, things like that. And as Jeff said, we are looking at reformulating the project and figuring a strategy for going forward.
And do you have an idea of when that strategy will be ready?
I'm hopeful that we can have a strategy in the next 30, 60 days to go forward.
And presumably that'll mean contracting with somebody else to finish the project, another company?
Presumably that's what it will mean, yes.
I know it's been enormously complicated.
Yes, yes, it is. And we also plan to bring on somebody for a quick assessment of where we stand with the project, an outside consultant that would do a relatively quick 30-day assessment of where we are.
Thank you very much.
During the time of this report covers, there was one project that was completed.
Yes. So the Versadex computer-aided dispatch, so VCAD system, which operates the City of Portland's Bureau of Emergency Communications, so very important piece of technology, and used by public safety agencies throughout Multnomah County to connect community and emergency services responders. So this was an upgrade project, and the project did completed successfully. I think we were all very happy to see how smoothly the upgrade went for the project. So, and I believe we will get our 90-day post-implementation update here in August on the decommissioning activities of all the legacy platforms that they had as well.
And I would just add that I think this is a great example of a technology project that actually goes very well and smooth. Very collaborative effort between the Bureau of Emergency Communications. So working with the BOEC staff has been extremely helpful in conjunction with our folks on the technology side and for a hardware refresh on a mission-critical public safety component, which we had a fairly narrow window to operate and get this up and running, and we hit that window. So a good example of a success story under a technology project.
Any questions? Any further projects?
We do have a few more projects that we expect that will be coming under the TOC's oversight. One is in conjunction with the Portland Building Reconstruction Project is the data center move out and relocating that project. We are very close to releasing the RFP for that work and hiring the firm that will actually do that. That'll be coming up underneath the TOC's portfolio very soon. Another one that we are working on is another module for the SAP, which is called Enterprise Asset Management. And also some of the other projects we've reviewed, or the TOC has at least reviewed, but are not necessarily under their official purview, but the Invoice Cloud implementation for the water billing system and also the 5E telephone switch replacement project. So it's not that they would have an official TOC portfolio, but we wanted to check in periodically to see how the progress is going.
Great. Good idea. Good idea.
Going very well so far from the updates we've received. So,
any further questions?
Yeah, on the Water Bureau piece, we're hopeful. I don't want to jinx it, but we're hopeful that we'll have auto pay back online in August. And then this fall, we'll be making some announcements, which I think our customers are going to cheer in terms of the new range of options they'll have with the system. So, not quite.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And I'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Okay.
I didn't have a sign-up sheet. I don't know if anyone wanted to testify.
Wish to testify on this report? Seeing none, then, okay. Carla, please call the roll.
Novick?
Here. Aye.
Britz?
Well, congratulations, Commissioner Novick, and particularly Director Lisa Turley and her team at the Bureau of Environment. I'm just back from vacation and a little jet-lagged. I got back yesterday at Emergency Communications. When I was in charge of the Bureau and we put in the VersaDerm computer, it was on time, on budget, and worked, and similarly for this latest project. So as Lisa Turley looks forward to retiring, I think we all owe her a debt of gratitude, as well as you and your staff team. Regarding the ITAP project, I know how hard the Bureau of Development Services has worked, and your team couldn't have done anything else to help it work along. And, you know, both Commissioner Saltzman and I have done major reviews of that project, and I support your decision to get a different contractor. I think that was definitely the problem. So thank you to you and your staff. I know you're just as disappointed as we are that haven't delivered so far, but we'll try again. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Aye.
Yes.
I want to especially thank the citizen members of the Technology Oversight Committee for their good work. I can't think of a committee assignment or an assignment that we make at the city level that's more important than the work of this committee, and we've been well served by the citizen volunteers, so thank you very much. Aye.
Councilman.
Well, I'd like to echo those comments. I want to thank Ms. Garcia for being here today to represent the Technology Oversight Committee, and thank you for OMF for all the staff support you're providing, and I think the decision to bring in some other projects for review, even though they may not necessarily formally fall under the scope of a review of the Technology Oversight Committee, I think is a sound decision. So I appreciate that. Aye. Okay, the report is adopted.